the surveyors were critical to making it happen. Among them was Arthur Ferguson. He is described as a long-faced, rather solemn-looking man, but he kept a fine journal. In the summer of 1865, the 24-year-old Ferguson went to work as a surveyor for the civil engineers who were locating the track from the mouth of the Loup River at the village of Columbus, Nebraska, along the north side of the Platte River for 150 miles west. Ferguson's party consisted of 15 men, including assistants, teamsters, and cooks, carried by several covered wagons drawn by horses and mules. They slept on buffalo robes in 5 white duck wall tents. They got up early, traveled all day, and pitched their tents around a central campfire. Immediately after a breakfast of meat, bread, potatoes, and strong coffee, the teams were hitched, and we were all rolling over the prairie westward. Very occasionally they saw a cabin or a few acres of sod breaking by some hardy pioneer. By noon of the second day, they were at the banks of the Elkhorn River, one of the most crooked and winding streams I ever saw. Before us was spread a vast plain as far as the eye could reach. As they traveled farther west, they came to Rawhide Creek, a small muddy stream that took its name from an 1849 event in which a man headed to California for the gold fields was caught by Indians who proceeded to skin him alive and torture him to death. Each day the surveyors followed the route laid down by Dodge, Day, Reed, or Evans. They used the wooden stakes to leave a message for the graders. Here is the exact line.